You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. I want to welcome back to the studio. We have John Nieman, CPA and Tax Resolution Specialist. You have the designation, John, of CTRS?
CTRS, Certified Tax Resolution Specialist.
Excellent. So you are very educated when it comes to how to help people get rid of these IRS issues. And if you're in a situation where you have IRS issues, then you need to listen up, or if you know somebody that does, because they're going to need the service of somebody like John to help negotiate these things. We talked about the do-it-yourselfers out there, and this is an area where you really don't want to be a do-it-yourselfer, because the IRS has said there's $450 billion in uncollected revenue that they've decided to go after, and John, you said they've stepped up those collection efforts dramatically.
They've stepped up the activity in the IRS, and as a result, the collections branch, which is who you'll be dealing with after you get your audit completed, and the collections branch can be brutal, particularly if you ignore them. But currently, there are, at least at the most recent year that we have statistics for, is 2013, there were 12 million accounts in IRS collections.
12 million accounts in IRS collections. And has that increased over the years?
A steady increase. Well, partly because it's gotten so much easier to track and automate the process.
Interesting. Okay, so for those accounts to get into collection, walk us through the steps and the time frames that it takes. So if somebody either underreports their income, or maybe they just don't file their tax return, because I know a lot of people that haven't filed their return. And it's usually because of some sort of disorganizational issue, either with their business, or maybe they even have a little side business. Maybe they do some real estate properties, and they just haven't taken the time to get all the receipts together. And you know, so now they don't file the tax return on time. And you know, we've gone past the two extensions. You get to the July deadline and the October 15th deadline. What happens after that?
Well, you should always try to file your return on time. But if you miss a due date, it will take the IRS roughly 16 to 18 months before they will match up your information that has been reported on your behalf to a non-filed return, and you'll get a notice of a substitute for return. That process takes about 18 months. But if you're an underreporter, that happens a lot more quickly. You'll know within about 6 months if that's happened.
Okay, so if you've underreported, they let you know,
right?
And you know, now you have a chance to amend your tax return.
Either amend your tax return or agree. You can just, you know, sometimes they're right. You can agree and send in payment with the coupon they send you with the notice.
So you don't even have to refile.
No.
The IRS comes back and says, hey, you forgot this W-2, you forgot this 1099, here's what the new numbers look like, and you could just accept that.
Exactly. But if you're an underpayer, that means you filed your tax return and you didn't pay 100% of the tax that was due with the return. And the IRS, again, they're very courteous about this. They'll say, Doug, thank you very much for filing your tax return, but you forgot to give us the money, so we'd like our money. That's your first notice. Then they'll send you if you don't respond to that notice, you get another notice that says, Doug, we've already contacted you once on this matter. Please pay us. If you ignore that notice, you get another one that says, Doug, now we're mad. The next time you get a notice from us, we're going to start to threaten lien and levy. And then
That's not what we want to hear.
That's not what you want to hear. Nobody wants a levy, and certainly nobody wants a lien. And then the next notice that you get is generally a notice of final intent to levy. And you have to take action at that point.
So that's the fourth notice.
Right.
Okay, so by the fourth notice, and you know, it's pretty common that people don't respond to these things because it's hard to discern your way through some of those IRS letters.
In a lot of cases, yeah. Some are simpler than others, to be sure.
Well, and don't you get a lot of people that by the time they come to you, they haven't even opened this mail?
They haven't opened the mail. They come in with a shoebox full of unopened certified letters. And usually when that happens, one hand is tied behind my back, because a lot of the techniques and strategies that are available to the taxpayer are now unavailable because you've missed a statutory deadline.
Okay, so let's move to the category that if somebody wants to represent themselves during this, what are some of the most common and costly mistakes that taxpayers make?
Well, The first thing that I notice about taxpayers when they come to see me is that they want an offer and compromise. They think that they're entitled to an offer and compromise. And that's partly because they hear these late night commercials on TV that are false and misleading advertising. And a lot of these folks, a lot of these characters, the IRS has already put out of business. And you can use your Google machine to find out about those folks. But
one of the other interesting things is when if somebody has one of these liens, the amount of as soon as a lien gets filed with public record, now all of a sudden the junk mail is going to begin at your house.
Oh yeah.
And
oh yeah.
Anytime the marketing companies get a hold of an area like this, that the marketing companies get a hold of it and start to market these special services,
right?
That's when the whole thing starts to get diluted with these so-called professionals that really aren't.
And that can be the most costly mistake that you can make is hiring the wrong people, because what often happens with these people is that they look at the lien filing list. As a matter of fact, in St. Louis, it's posted in the Business Journal, and there are outfits that sell lien lists to these what I call bottom feeders, and they send out direct mail to you and tell you that they can solve your problem for you. A lot of times, part of their business model is you string the taxpayer along, you ask for information, the taxpayer sends their information in, and then, by gosh, they never received it. All the while, you're paying them $200 a month or $400 a month.
Right.
And the first payment you miss, you've breached the contract, and they don't have to represent you anymore. So be careful of who you have representing you, number one.
Well, and what if they want to have their normal CPA that files their taxes represent them? Is that a good idea?
Not all CPAs and attorneys and enrolled agents are created equally, because this is a highly specialized area, tax resolution. Most tax representatives understand the Internal Revenue Code very well, but collections is contained in an entirely different book of thousands of pages that's known as the Internal Revenue Manual. And a lot of people that are doing tax returns aren't as familiar with the Internal Revenue Manual as they are with the Internal Revenue Code.
Ah, very good point. The procedures of what they're going to follow are going to be different.
Right. And if you know your way around the Internal Revenue Manual, you know what guidelines that you're going to be held to by the Internal Revenue Service. And you also know that what things are allowed and what are not allowed. So you don't waste a whole lot of time argue on an issue that you know you're gonna you won't prevail on, or you can develop a case that will work much more in your favor because you know which items are allowable.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios. We're speaking with John Neiman, tax expert, certified tax resolution specialist, and we're talking about how to deal with IRS issues if you have them. So what are some of the loopholes or secret strategies that somebody can use if they're negotiating with the IRS?
My favorite strategy is the timing of your calls to the IRS. If you're handling a case on your own, or whenever I'm handling a case and I have to call the IRS, I try to call at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock p.m.?
5 o'clock p.m. St. Louis time.
Okay.
Because at 5 o'clock St. Louis time, the IRS offices on the East Coast have already closed. So you're going to be routed to the West Coast. Now, would you rather deal with a revenue officer who's at the end of his day and wants to go home, or somebody out in Fresno that is kind of laid back and probably just got back from the beach and is nice and tan and in a good mood?
Very good point. Very good point. In addition to that, are there any additional strategies you think people should use, especially if they're in a debt-ridden family?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, file your tax returns on time, because if you don't file your tax return, there's an immediate penalty of up to 25% for failure to file if you owe any tax. The other thing is that if you've got a refund coming and you don't file a return, you've only got a certain amount of time to file that return to get that refund back, or it forever belongs to the United States Treasury. Another thing that, like I said, is that you can make monthly estimated tax payments so that you don't have to worry about scrambling at the end of the three-month period to come up with the taxes that you spent in February.
So why do people end up retaining your services versus just doing it themselves?
Well, have you ever played blackjack, Doug?
Yes.
Everybody has. Now, I can't tell you how many times I've walked into a casino and sat down at a table and there's somebody else at the table. The dealer, I've got a 20. The dealer's got a 5 showing. And the person to my left has got a hard 16. So they decided to hit the hard 16. And I end up with 20 and the dealer hits 21. Everybody's a loser. That's what... if a taxpayer represents themselves, that those are the skills that they that are, they're equivalent to, is
right.
they don't know what they're doing. Now, a CPA or an attorney or an enrolled agent that has a basic knowledge of the Internal Revenue Manual, they're kind of like you and me, you know, when it comes to blackjack anyway, and that is that they understand the basic rules. When to hold them, when to hit, when to double down.
The basic odds so that you don't just get rolled over.
But those odds are against you.
Right,
They're still against you. They're still about 2% in favor of the house. But if you're a certified tax resolution specialist or you understand the Internal Revenue Manual, you're more like the card counter. The odds are tip more in your favor. Now, I'm not saying that you're better than 50-50, but your odds are at least better.
Well, you know the rules that you can play within and where you can start to push those boundaries to use the IRS regulations against them.
Right.
And that's really the difference, is that the average layperson is not going to know that information.
Well, I wouldn't say use it against them. I would say use their guidelines to educate them.
Okay. All right. So I want to talk more about that when we return, because I want to understand what is an offer in compromise. I want to understand how can you get a tax lien withdrawn, because that's something we deal with in the mortgage industry a lot. So we're going to talk about that and more when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.